Prepare Fair is a really great event because it doesn't take a special skill set to help elderly homeowners and disabled homeowners with some chores around the house. We do it basically outside work. We do raking leaves, cleaning gutters, and some small things that, you know, maybe batteries and smoke detectors, changing a furnace filter. So it's not hard, but it's important.
Do volunteers need to have any kind of experience or special tools to help out?
A rake and a smile would be really nice things to have, and the homeowners really look forward to seeing, you know, just having a visit from folks. But it actually does serve a purpose for the home as well. If you can get those gutters cleaned, you can save a roof. And some of our elderly folks, we don't want them up there on ladders doing that. They couldn't do it, but they shouldn't do it. So if we can make those kind of small, helpful interventions for them, it'll make a big difference. And of course, just cleaning up the yard, it's going to lift their spirits and make the neighborhood look better.
You're going to have 3,000 people, but you're still looking for more. Who can volunteer? What's the prime target?
Well, again, we're looking for anybody, but if it's a kids group, we'd like them to be chaperoned. If it's the Boy Scouts, for example, we'd want to have some adults present and help them out to make sure they're, you know, watched over. But apart from that, it's real open. I mean, we'll get the college kids. Just, why don't they get up a Saturday on November 10th and just meet some people that they might not otherwise meet and be able to help out in a way that would make them feel very good about their Saturday. That'd be great.
Do people that volunteer need to register? I love your mantra, a rake and a smile is all you need, but you like to know how many people you're going to have so you can plan.
We do need to know that, and we have a website they can register, or you could give us a call. Register by phone if you'd like, and yeah, we do need to know because we're going to assign you to some homeowners that morning. And I would even make it just a smile because we do have some rakes if people need rakes.
And so people can plan on spending how much time?
Well, it's pretty much the day goes from about 8 to 2, but we don't try to schedule people heavily through that time. So most people are done much earlier than that. And if 8 o'clock's a bit too early, you can probably make it 9. So we're just interested in getting some elderly homeowners who are counting on them showing up, though. I will tell you that. They're looking out the window, you know, waiting for the rakers to arrive. And so it's important to come, but the time is less important.
And it does just more than repairs. There are also relationships created here.
That is probably one of the best things that I think I've seen at PwC. Sometimes we send volunteers back to the same homeowners year after year if we can, if they so desire. And what happens, those relationships do form, and pretty soon they're helping out in ways that make the burden a little less on PwC. They don't need us to do some of the things because some of these volunteers have formed a strong bond and they're doing it. And boy, I think that's about the best thing possible.
You can find out how to get more information about people working cooperatively on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Jock Pitts, thank you.
Thank you, Matt.